Field and Wilcox Hildreth. Fall City Sacred Heart taking on Dundee County Stratton, Overton, Lawrence Nelson, Shelton, Humphrey, St. Francis, Sandhill, Stanford, and High Plains, Owls, Dodge, and Parkview Christian, and Leighton, and Paxton. That's a little closer to home for us out there. Let's take a look at your Shadron Lock keys to the game in this one. And I was telling Jet on the way down, why not usually plays a physical style of basketball, and you know, whether you're used to that or not, you got to get used to it really quick.
Yeah, you do. You can't let yourself be pushed around, especially early. So I think establishing, you know, hey, we're here to play too, and being a physical presence on the floor, whether that's down low, putting up shots or putting up rebounds offensively and defensively, it's going to be a battle.
Again, your keys to the game brought to you by Shadron Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. Get a hold of John Cryle in Shadron. We'll take a break, come back. Your Gentry Kitchen starting lineups. Someone's going to the state tournament when this one's over. Our lineups next here on KBPY and Shadron.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
One recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker, this one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Shadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
Back out to Ainsworth in the D2-3 District Championship game. We'll be here tonight, and then we're coming right back on Monday, Jet. Eighth Rings will be here playing the same school, why not, in the district championship game. Different district because of how the seeds are. I believe it's the D2-6. Why not's the number 6 seed. A Springs is the number 11 seed. But A Springs will have that. I believe Dennis Brown's going to make the trip down on Monday, and he'll have the action for you of that one. Trying to wrestle. I tell you, that state wrestling, that's kind of his vacation, and sometimes you party a little too hard on vacation, and after calling a championship match, of course, with Quinn Bailey and a couple of other state placers, I think it kind of took the oomph out of him, so he's relaxing right now.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at your Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. For the home team, why not Blue Devils? White unis, blue numerals, and lettering says Blue Devils across the chest. Logo with Myra Sudbeck, 5'6 senior. Allison Weisler, the 5'10 senior. Kenna Oldmuller, the 5'9 sophomore. Kinsley Hymus, the 5'6 senior. And Kayla Pinkelman, the 5'10 senior. The Blue Devils led by longtime head coach Steve Weisler. He is kind of the mastermind of this Why Not Blue Devils program and their success. For the Crawford Rams, There's Fort in the road, blacks with the white numerals, orange trim, Rams across the chest. It'll be Kestlin Vogel, the 5'7 sophomore, Kira Brennan, the 5'6 senior, Kaylee Yonke, the 5'7 junior, Brittany Klein, the 5'5 senior, and Sage Dyer, the 5'10 freshman. The Rams led by Madison Hinshaw down in the western part of Dawes County. Your starting lineups brought to you by Country Kitchen, again, a place like home on 10th Street in Chandron. Studio 308, Dean Ninch and Studio 8 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. If you wonder what they do, look at the back of my pickup truck. I already got a couple hanging up there, 430-1723. Chandron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chandron Chiropractic in downtown Chandron. Dawes County Title and Abstract handling title insurance, record searches, and escrow closings, and they are proud supporters of our area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan counties. Again, Jeremy Anderson, Jet Rasmussen with you. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on KBPY.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Chadron. This is KBPY Hay Springs Chadron.
Jeremy Anderson, Jet Rasmussen with you here from Ainsworth. Not Alliance, as I said in the opening. I promise. Took us 2 hours, 45 minutes to get down here today. Easy flow of traffic across the northern parts of Nebraska. So absolutely wonderful drive down here. And glad to be with you on this Friday night again. Everybody's punching their tickets to the state tournament. Starts next Wednesday with classes A through C1. Again, at Pinnacle Bank Arena and the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Then C2 through D2 jump in on Thursday. Semifinals Friday. Championships are a week from tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll be crowning all of our champions. So we shall see who's going to be hoisting up the trophies next Saturday. We'll take a break. Come back. Tip off next on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Make a big difference in the look and performance of your vehicle by bringing it to Nebraska Land Tire. New tires make a difference in how your car rides, improve gas mileage, and make your vehicle safer. Stop by and let the mechanics check out the rest of your vehicle as well. Is the AC cold enough? When was the last time you had a tune-up? Are your neighbors complaining about that loud exhaust? They can help you at Nebraska Land Tire, 231 West 2nd and Chadron, 308-432-4488. 308-432-4488.
Well, whoever's left in Crawford, we hope you shut the lights off. Crawford easily outnumbers the lineup fans, and there are tons of Rams in attendance, Jet. And if you needed something to favor you tonight in a game where you're kind of at the bottom of the seed line here, having the crowd advantage is definitely one of those things.
Absolutely. You know, you got some people sporting, of course, all the apparel. I've seen a couple of signs. It's a great turnout. So, way to go, Crawford, and let's hope it helps.
Again, your starters for Why Not will be Myra Sedbeck, Allison Weisler, Kenna Oligmuller, Kinsley Hymas, and Caleb Pinkelman. For Crawford, it'll be Kestlin Vogel, Kira Brennan, Kaylee Yonke, Brittany Klein, and Sage Dyer. Those are your starting lineups in this one. Crawford's going to move right to left on your FM radio dial. Why Not's going to move left to right as we get sent for tip-off brought to you by State Farm Insurance and your agent in Chadron, Trace Strawside. Like a good neighbor, Trace and State Farm are there for you. Again, why not? They've been around the block a time or two. Class D2 runner-up, Crawford. They're not far removed. Few of these girls on this Crawford squad have state tournament experience. They were there 2 years ago trying to get back to Lincoln, and it starts right now. Lock it in. We're ready to go, and we welcome you in again to this D2-3 district championship game. Jaslyn Vogel to jump center for Crawford. On the other side will be Allison Weisler. Ball's in the air, and why not wins the opening tip. It'll be Hymus over on the left wing to Weisler. Crawford coming out in a 3-2 zone here early on in this first quarter. Ball in the top of the hands to Sudbeck. High post. She'll kick it back out the drive right side. A foul on the way to the basket. And two shots coming for why not. That foul will go on Sage Dyer. That's going to be her first, team's first, and our first of the game. That will put Oleg Buehler at the free throw line. 16 seconds in, free throw on the way, up and down. They run that weave action to Zweidot at the top of the key, and as Crawford kind of sucked to one side of the floor, Oleg Buehler took off to the basket, missed the second, boxed out, rebound, pulled in by Vogel. Rams have it on offense, first time tonight, into the hands of Klein. Klein picks up her dribble deep on the right side, and she will turn it over. Ball goes to Hymus, up ahead underneath is Sudbeck, and she will drop it in. 3-0, why not? 36 seconds gone, and a steal on the inbound. Ball loose. And who's going to come away with it? It's still loose. Now we will have a tie-up, and the possession arrow favors Crawford. A rough start here. We're in the first 44 seconds of this game, and there's always nerves. Heck, I got nerves right now, and you just got to kind of take that deep breath and relax.
Yep. When the stage gets bigger, so do the nerves. You're exactly right. And like we talked about in pregame, that physical presence, you saw Vogel on the floor on the turnover. You got to just adjust for that and get physical.
Klein dribbling back and forth, right side of the key. Off on the wing to Dyer. Tries baseline, cut off, kick back out to Klein. Without a dribble, turned over again. Into the hands of Weisler. She'll kick it out. Devils off and running. Left-handed scoop shot won't go. Offensive rebound, kick out. Three from the wing on the way, up and down. Allison Weisler hits the three, and a timeout for Crawford as they trail 6-0. 6:46 first quarter. Timeouts brought to you by the Salon and Boutique in Chadron. We're back in 30 on KBPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Back out, Ainsworth High School. It'll be Crawford basketball after the timeout. Vogel from the baseline, loose on the floor, and Crawford's going to turn it over on the inbound. Why not is coming out. He's suffocating full-court press. They're bringing all five players into the backcourt, and Crawford right now having just a hard time of handling it.
Yeah, they haven't been able to create separation. Why not's been playing sticky, and they've got really good hands and just getting it out of bounds and causing a turnover.
Right wing Hymus, and she'll travel. First turnover of the night on why not. 6-0 your score on our Kohler's Law scoreboard. 6:38 to go first quarter. Vogel again the inbound, looking for somewhere to run with it. Breaking out with it is Klein. Klein the Euro, the layup. Klein drops it off the backboard. A nice little Euro step for Brittany Klein. And it's 6-2. Three on the other end, too strong. Rebound for Dyer. Ball out to Klein. Klein, little stutter, dribble at half court, trying to drive in, throws it up. That one looked like it was tipped. And the official down here is going to agree with me, and it'll be Crawford ball.
Yeah, that's going to be a tip or a foul, and I think she was trying to draw the foul, but a good call by the officials to overturn that one early on.
Flying from the baseline, she'll throw it in. Looking for somewhere to break to. Ball comes into Dyer. Dyer back out, flying jumper on the way. Left it short, long rebound, loose. Dyer goes up with it. Gets it partially blocked, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound and a foul on Wynot. That foul goes on Hymas. Her first of the game for Wynot. Each team with one foul. Ball comes in up top into Brennan, and then it's stripped away. Sudbeck makes the steal back the other way. Wynot running with it. The kick out, and then they just kick it right out of bounds. Crawford starting to get the break of some turnovers. Now you got to capitalize on it.
Absolutely. Get them out of rhythm early and put up points like we've seen. And if it goes out of bounds, you got to capitalize on the inbounds when it's under your basket, especially get it in here.
Annika Hymas in for Wynot. Eliza Lange in for Wynot as well. Ball loose on the floor, knocked in the backcourt, and then it's going to be stolen away by Sudbeck. Sudbeck, baseline jumper, nails it.
Wow.
She's got 4 points, and it's 8-2, Wynot. And now we're going to get a 5-second call. That seemed like a quick 5 seconds.
It did seem a little fast, but
when the game gets sped up on you, though, everything seems so fast.
Feels very quick, and you just got to flow with it. Like you said, get those nerves down and get established early before this one gets out of hand.
Whitley Rudloff checks in for Crawford on the baseline. It's Hymas. That's Annika Hymas. Kicked out Lange. Skip pass. 3 on the way. Up and down again for Allison Weisler. That's her 2nd of the night. And now a 9-point lead, another turnover on Crawford.
You know, I'm never going to say anything bad about trying, but that one there, Kayla Pinkelman almost tried too hard. You know, if you see it get tipped out of bounds, let it go. You're getting the ball back.
Pull-up jumper from the left wing by Weisler. All of a sudden, she's got 8 in the first quarter. It's 13-2. Why not the lead? Ball comes in. Sneaking behind is Klein. Klein a one-on-one. Stops. Kick. On the wing is Rudloff. Now they'll swing it up top. On the far side, Vogel trying to back her way down. Klein pops the 3. In and out. Good look from long range. Just couldn't finish. Weisler out with it. Up ahead, this is Jalen Geisen. Into the left corner for Lange. Lange cut off on the baseline. Kick top of the key. And time is back to Geisen, and now why not? We'll start the offense over again. 4.5 to go, first quarter, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Skip past right corner, why not? Still with it. Bump back, Weisler, pull-up jumper from the free throw line. I don't think she's missed yet. She's got 10 in the quarter. It's 15-2. Why not extending their lead out to 13? Vogel trying to go one-on-one, far side of the floor. Geisen. Skip pass near side to Klein. Klein out near half court, and Crawford just trying to find a little room to breathe right now. Looking for Dyer. The layup too strong. Loose on the floor. Crawford comes out with it.
The look was good, Jeremy.
Dyer's getting a good look at posting up as a 2nd miss just out from in front of the basket off the rim. That time from Kayla Yonke. 3 from the right wing on the way. Dies off the back rim. Falls off to the side. Rams out with it. 3.5 to play. Crawford needs some momentum here. High way up. Won't go. Loose ball out near half court. Rams run it down and keep the possession alive. Here's Vogel. Almost on that bulldog face at half court here at Ainsworth High School. Klein between the circles. Ball above her head. Swings it left side. Vogel dribbles towards the middle of the lane. Kicks back up top. That goes to Dyer, onto the right wing, another 3 on the way. That one's left just short. Rebound pulled in defensively by Geisen. Weisler back the other way, stops, pops. What do you expect? She's got 12. and another timeout by Crawford, 17-2. Why not? And they don't, first of all, they don't miss a lot. The defensive pressure, I think Crawford's kind of starting to figure that end of it out. But if the other team doesn't miss.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. And I was going to say, why not? I've noticed extremely early on, they're very opportunistic. They're not, if they get the ball and they're near the basket, odds are they're going to shoot it. And that can kind of be the downfall of some teams. You know, you're maybe a little not very selfless. But like you say, they're just hitting shots over and over.
They've missed probably, what, 2-3 shots the entire first quarter, and they've knocked down 8 of them, 7 of them shots here in the first quarter. Timeouts, of course, brought to you by T. Solana Boutique in Chadron. Thriving Financial, it's expert advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chadron at 430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 432-6722. 17-2 your score. From the baseline, ball comes in right back. It goes to Whitley Rudloff. Rudloff, far side of the floor into the front court. Turns her back, finds Klein, shot up, can't hit. But a pair of free throws coming. And Klein, I think he kind of put Dyer in this too, had probably been the most aggressive offensively, and you have to keep that intensity.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely the ones who are working hardest to get open, Jeremy.
First free throw up and down for Brittany Klein. She's got 3 points. Fouls the second on Kinley Hymus. Peyton Osmotherly onto the floor for Crawford. Second free throw for Klein on its way. Off the rim. Rebound loose on the floor. Everybody's running after it. We're going to have a tie up here. Possession arrow favors Line on. 2:37 first quarter. 17-3 your score. Coming to you from Ainsworth, America on this Friday night. Ball into the backcourt. That's Kinsley Hymus. Hymus, far side to Oleg Mueller. Into the front court it comes. That's Jordan Foxhoven. Hymus, left baseline. She'll go with it. Oleg Mueller drives. Can't hit the little runner, but she'll end up at the charity stripe. Oleg Mueller, 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. That foul on Tyler Gortzema as Oleg Mueller misses the first. Dyer back in along with Kira Brennan. Second free throw on its way. That one off. Rebound backside by Gortzema. Then has it stripped away, loose on the floor, and we're going to have a timeout called for Wynot here, just so they can save the possession. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit at 432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, it's usually time to warm up this time of the year. It was 60 degrees at one point on our way over here to Ainsworth today. So
yeah, get the cold drink, right?
Right. But right now they're featuring sea salt caramelicious or a pistachio white mocha, and you should pair it with a bacon or spicy sausage breakfast burrito. We love the Western life. Why don't you? With buying a little something out west. Live and work with a Western view. Find current OPA listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. Why not ball on their own baseline? Ball comes in on the wing. That's Hymus. Hymus trying to back her way down inside middle of the paint. Kicks up top. Three on the way. Long. Rebound pulled in by Isabel Hymus. Kinsley Hymus back in the corner. Three on the way. That one down for Kenna Oleg Mueller. 20-3. Why not lead by 17? Just under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Klein, left side of the floor. Now she'll center it up between the Bulldog and the top of the key. Works into the corner. Gives it. That's Brennan. Brennan without a dribble. Swings it left. Osmotherly. stifling defense. Three from Klein on the way. Got it! Klein shot off six for Crawford. It's 20-6. Rams cut it down to 14. Three on the other end. That one's long. Backside rebound. Pulled in by Gortzema. Crawford with a chance to go on a little run here. And in situations like this, you only want to cut it down to single digits. Short jumper won't go. Put that up and in for Peyton Osmotherly. And now it's 20-8. Crawford trying to go on a little 5-0 run here. Top of the key, Kinsley Heim is still backing out here half court. Why not? Probably saying we'll settle for the last shot. Now a steal. Osmotherly trips in the backcourt. And why not? Comes right back with it. That's Kinsley Heimis.
A really good look.
And now Osmotherly and Heimis both tangled. And that's going to be a foul on Osmotherly. That will be her first, team's third here in the first quarter. And now sweeping changes for Why Not. Sudbeck back on the floor. Weisler on the floor. Geisen on the floor. Eliza Lange on the floor along with Pinkelman. Here's Weisler on the right wing. She's been the hot shooter here in the first quarter. Ball goes baseline left side to drive. The layup missed. Rebound for Dyer. Clock down to 24. Crawford's got it down to 12. Here's Klein. The crossover right side. And it's going to be knocked away. It'll stay Crawford ball. Just under 17 seconds on the clock. A 5-0 spurt here from Crawford. Can they cut it back down to single digits? Someone's got to come to the ball. They do in the corner. Gortzema. Inside look for Dyer and a foul underneath on a right to Lange. And that's the third on Why Not.
And these fouls are good, Jeremy, but you know, you had such trouble getting it in on the inbounds that if you're Crawford, you almost say, hey, we'd rather just sit underneath and try and get that basket.
Here's Dyer, the layup on the inbound.
There she is
again,
Jeremy.
And that was 20-10. The deficit has been cut in half. Skip pass right side into the corner. Winning moments. Why not? Won't get a shot off. Crawford ends the quarter on a 7-0 run, and they will trail it 20-10. As we head to quarter number two, we are back in 1 minute on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Q's Dairy Suite at the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 20 in Crawford is an old-fashioned grill and ice cream shop. The burgers, fries, and shakes will remind you of when you were a kid. Irene's awesome barbecue is made on-site, and her friendly staff will make you feel right at home. There's indoor and outdoor seating, but if you're in a hurry, feel free to call ahead at 308-665-1323. Q's doesn't promise to prolong your life, but your life will be so much happier after visiting. That's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. The results are in. The Tailgate Bar and Grill, located in downtown Crawford, has a great lunch and dinner menu. Enjoy small-town dining at its finest. Whether you're looking to catch a game on the big screens or just need a break from your kitchen, the Tailgate Bar and Grill is there for you. They have everything, including burgers, side dishes, and of course, the best drinks in town. Don't forget the specials offered every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stop and see Mandy and the gang Tuesday through Saturday.
Back out here to Ainsworth. It's 20-10. Crawford in the midst of a 7-0 run. Can they keep it going? Ball's knocked away. It'll stay Crawford ball. On the floor for the Rams to start this quarter is Vogel, Yonke, Haley Wasserberger, Klein, as the ball comes into Yonke. And it's knocked away by Why Not again. Matter of player spacing right there is Yonke and Klein awfully close together. You got to kind of get yourself apart. Klein to inbound. Ball's got to come in, and we're going to have a five-second call. Here's just a suggestion up top. Klein has been your best ball handler tonight.
Yep.
I get you. Sometimes you want someone that can kind of handle the ball, take it out. Maybe you have to find somebody else.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, she's been the one to create separation. to get it to her when possible, for sure.
Turnover on Wynot. And as I make the suggestion, now it will be Whitley Rudloff taking it out. Ball comes in the backcourt to Kesslyn Vogel. Vogel down the floor. She's going to be fouled. Had a pair of Blue Devils riding her hip. They're going to get this one on Pinkelman. That'll be her first. Ball in. Vogel stops the key into a three-pointer. Straight away, can't hit. Rebound. That would have been huge. Back the other way underneath. And now Kesslyn Vogel leaving no doubt on the foul. Says, if I'm going to foul you, I'm going to make sure that you...
I'm going to do it right.
You don't get the basket. Vogel will send Pinkelman to the free throw line. Free throw off the back of the rim. Twenty to 10. Again, Crawford right now on a 7-0 run. Going back to the first quarter. Second free throw. Miskam Bolt. Rebound fought for. I will say that's one area Crawford's done a really good job of boxing out tonight.
Yeah, and it's been crucial. I mean, to keep it to just 10, you know. As physical as we talked about Wynot being.
A break for the basket. Yankee up with it, drops it in. Off of a loose ball.
Could've
and it's down to 8.
Could have easily had an and one on that too, Jeremy.
3 back the other way, and Wynot emphatically, Myra Studbeck ends the 9-0 run for Crawford. And now a steal by Weisler in the layup in the backcourt. And here comes the defense we saw early on back the other way. Crawford will run out the layup for Kesslyn Vogel in a track meet. His broke out. Here's Studbeck, far wing, drops it on the baseline. Along the baseline moves Pinkelman, and we have a tie-up. It'll stay with Wynot. Crawford's getting a lot more aggressive.
They are.
The first, I'd say 5 minutes of this game, Crawford was kind of blown back.
They were a little timid.
Needed to settle in, and, you know, they were down 20-3 at one point. They've cut it down to 11, had it as close as 8 here momentarily. But now a 5-0 spurt as Weisler takes a long three. That one off. Rebound saved in. That's going to be off of a Blue Devil leg, and it'll go back to the Rams. Yeah, after that initial kind of shock and awe, Crawford settled right in and played toe-to-toe with Wynot.
Yeah, and they're playing Wynot-style basketball here. And they're doing it well.
Fine. On the right wing, skip pass. Vogel, nice catch on the ball. Kick out on the wing. 3 coming at you. Off the rim, rebound for Klein. Knocked away. Crawford will pick it up. Brennan. Bounce pass into the hands of Yankee. 3 from Klein on the way. Got it! Klein buries another, and it's 25-17. Crawford hitting some shots. Kick out, top of the key, 3 the other end. That one off. Offensive rebound, the putback. Nobody bounced out Pinkelman. Her first basket of the night. Back to a 10-point game. Ooh, and that was close to being a Wynot ball. It was kicked. Deflection almost took it right back off of Vogel.
Yeah, Vogel tried to catch it out of bounds, but she stopped herself. It'll stay underneath.
27-17, 10-point deficit. Crawford has been as close as 8. They've trailed by as many as 17. Ball in, and it's going to be out on Wynot. Crawford needs to run screen action here, find some way to get a ball handler open.
Yeah, pump fake, screens, as tight as they're playing.
There you go. Set 3 of them.
Yep.
Ball into Vogel in the backcourt. Vogel, the zigzag dribble into the front court. Hands it off to Klein. Clock down to 5:20. Ball goes right side to Brennan. Brennan, the weave, the handoff. Yankee, right side, spins back middle of the lane. Kick out. Inside look, and we're going to have a foul on Wynot. Foul goes on Pinkelman, that's her second. So they have Kinsley Hymas and Kayla Pinkelman with two fouls each. From the baseline, Crawford looking to get it in. Clock running down, and another five-second call. That's the fourth one tonight.
Can't happen. It's too easy of a turnover in a game like this, Jeremy.
27-17. Why not with it? Skip pass near side. Three from the corner. That's down for Myra Sudbeck. Her second three. She's got 10, and it's 30-17. Why not trying to extend their lead back out? Now a turnover. And we're going to have a jump ball that's going to give it back to Crawford.
Good job by Crawford losing the ball, but, you know, if you're Kesslyn Vogel, not losing your composure, gets it right back.
Ball on the right side, Klein trying to stay out of trouble with it. Works it onto the wing, into the hands of Kesslyn Vogel. Vogel without a dribble. Out to Brennan. Back to Vogel. 4:23 on the clock. Crawford needs a shot here. Another 5-0 spurt for Wynot. Up top, three on the way, almost banked in. You take them how you can get them. Should have been a travel on Wynot. No call. Play keeps going. Back the other end. Drive to the basket. Block. Klein gets the block. And loose ball on the floor. Who's going to come up with it? Klein does. Is it just me or is Wynot looking a little tired? Look at how some of their girls are getting up a little bit.
Yeah. It's been such a quick game, Jeremy. You know, it's bound to happen.
Shot blocked from behind, a breakout the other way. Sudbeck is fouled hard by Klein, and she will go to the free throw line. If Crawford can keep running, because this is the other thing we haven't really brought up yet, but size advantage goes to Wynot. Wynot's got a big team at all five positions. They out-height.
Yeah,
Crawford.
And you don't have to look at the roster to see it.
We
can tell from up here. And like you said, rebounding has been...
They've done really well on the rebounding
really
end.
Well.
Checking in. Numbers we don't have on the roster. Second free throw goes for Sudbeck, and all of a sudden... It's a 15-point game, 14-point game. I have 32 points in my book. She made both, didn't she?
Haven't changed it yet.
No, they haven't. And we're stopped here at the scorer's table for something.
Probably to sort out the score.
I don't know what we're sorting, but Crawford finds itself down. Baseball pass into Klein. Ball goes off her foot, trying to run it down. Loose on the floor. Klein was out of bounds when she touched it. That'll go to Wynot. RB 32-17. Wynot the lead by 15. And the clock, why the clock's still running here?
Officials are talking. There we go. Score is correct.
We're all,
now.
Clock didn't start originally.
Didn't start.
That's the second time this year we have had a game like that.
I know.
We had one where the clock didn't run for probably a minute. Then we had one where it ran for a whole timeout.
Maybe it's just us.
It is us. Weisler to the baseline. Kicks it up top. That's Geisen. Right corner now. Finds its way to Hymas. Inside look for Pinkelman. Through traffic, Pinkelman drops it in. And it's 34-17. Wynot matches their biggest lead of the night at 17. And moments ago, it was an 8-point game.
Yeah, I mean, that just goes to show the explosiveness that this big Wynot, physical Wynot team has.
I think we're having some hiccups with the scoreboard. We got the score right. It's electronically done on an iPad, which is becoming a common thing, especially with technology. We all know how technology didn't, you know, work sometimes.
Yeah.
From the baseline is Rude Loss. Ball in, Klein grabs it. Crawford needs a shot. It's been a while since they've made one. Into the corner. Kick back out. Ball into the hands of Rude Loss. Here's Oz Motherly. Ball loose on the floor. Picked away. Why not wants to run. Back the other way. The lefty layup is in for Kinsley Hymas. And it's 36-17. And quickly now, a 19-point deficit. Finding some other scores. Dundee County Stratton on top of Fall City Sacred Heart first half. That would be a big upset. Ball into Klein. Klein grabs it. I'm not going to lie, Jet. Some of the lucky bounces have gone Crawford's way here in the first half. And you have to have those, don't you?
You do.
Ball on the right side in the corner. Oz Motherly, three on the way. Too strong. Ball lost out of bounds by Wynot. I was going to say, our crew looks familiar. I realize, I believe this is the Valentine crew. Like, I know these guys. I've seen them somewhere. Done a fine job. Not a lot of fouls in this one, really. But Crawford in danger of another five-second call, and that's their fifth one tonight. A stat I didn't know I'd be taking tonight, and that's the fifth time Crawford's been called for a five-second violation. Ball right side of the floor. Wiesler back up top. Geisen back to Wiesler. Another three. She still hasn't missed tonight.
You know, that zone defense that Crawford's been playing is feast and famine, Jeremy.
You try not to let them terrorize the paint. That's the purpose. And against a bigger-sized team, you'd think, okay, that's the defense we want to live on. But here in the first half, one, two, three, four, five, six three-pointers. For, you do all the kind of the differentials here. 12-point difference on three-pointers alone in this one. As Wynot's got a 22-point lead, ball knocked away. Wasserberger runs it down. Vogel, far side, back to Wasserberger. Wasserberger crossover kick, Klein into a long three. Got it! Klein hits another. She's up to 12 points, and it's 39-20. Crawford needed that desperately. Wiesler, the baseline drive off the window. Allison Wiesler. Ball up ahead, a loose ball. Wynot comes away with it. The 21-point lead. Wiesler back on the wing. Kick, top of the key. That goes Geisen. Reverse layup won't go with a follow by Oleg Mueller. Kenna Oleg Mueller has 6 points. And it's 43-20. Crawford has numbers the other way. Klein up ahead. Layup won't go. A hard foul will send Vogel to the free throw line. And, man, Vogel took a hard shot.
And how many times have we seen players from both teams tonight hit the floor that hard? It's been a tough game.
Scores updating here. We'll keep track of things. Out west, they haven't started yet. At late, well, yeah, they have at Layton. But... First free throw off the mark. One more coming here for Kesslin Vogel. Free throw up and in that time for Vogel. 43-21 your score. 1 minute left here to go before half. Our second quarter brought to you by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Right wing, Hymas, skip past left side. It goes to Sudbeck around the screen. Again, clock under a minute. 22-point lead for Wynot. Ball knocked away. Vogel comes out with it. Ball to Vogel. Between Klein and Vogel, somebody's got to take it. Here's Dyer, and she has it knocked out of bounds. It will stay. Crawford basketball. Another West Nebraska team, Bayard playing. taking on Niobrara Verdigris, and they trail that one by four just before half. A long three by Klein Dangmere found the bottom of the hoop. Crawford's going to lose it out of bounds. And it'll go back to Wynot with 32 seconds left in the first half. Been a good one. Wynot flexed their muscle early. Crawford went on a run, and then the Blue Devils did it again. Ball left wing, three on the way. That one's off. Offensive rebound. Hinkleman traveled with it. Hinkleman had to go up over some smaller bodies, came down with it, but her momentum carried her backwards. It'll be a turnover with 13.8 on the clock.
Who do you look to, Jeremy?
Fine. Ball, and Crawford's going to throw it away. Can they get to it? Yes. Klein gets to it. Clock down at 10 seconds in the corner. Bobel. 3-2 strong. Dyer tries to tip it out. Wynot's going to have a chance with four, with three, with two. Long three at the buzzer. Almost banked in, but we'll go to half. Wynot the lead, 43-21. We'll take a break. Halftime coming up here on KDPY and ChadRad.com.
Our mission, Mobius IT monitoring that doesn't stop. We stop cyber criminals before they get access to your data. We back up all of your data before it's gone. We service and maintain all PCs on your business network before they go up in smoke. We make sure your equipment is updated and ready for work. Don't wait for something to happen to your business network. Let our Mobius communications team help. We will get the mission accomplished.
Call Mobius at 487-5500. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
But with Mobius, your network never will.
Beef State Insurance Agency in downtown Crawford serves many different insurance categories covering various types of risks. If you're shopping for auto, farm and ranch, or home insurance, Tim Kreider, Jake Tolman, and their staff are the ones to help you navigate through what can be a confusing journey. Beef State Insurance has many products and will help you select the right ones. Call Beef State Insurance today at 308-665-2602 for a personalized assessment. Think Beef State Insurance first.
The Pine Ridge Service Center in Crawford is the epitome of a small-town service station. Whether it's gas, tires, alignments, tune-ups, or overhauls, the Pine Ridge Service Center has you covered. It is also geared towards ranch country vehicles and tire needs. Need bulk fuel delivered? Not a problem. They use their expertise in car, pickup, trailer, and agricultural tires. If you're home for the week or getting ready for that long road trip, get everything ready to go. Pine Ridge Service Center, 308-665-2313.
The Chadron Federal Credit Union would once again like to invite our members to the annual membership dinner on Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Chadron. It will be a night filled with tons of great prizes and great food. Doors will open at 5:30 with dinner starting at 6. Reservations are required, so please stop in to the Chadron Federal Credit Union or give us a call at 432-2588 to purchase your tickets. It's our 2024 annual member dinner, Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Chadron.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
We welcome you back out to Ainsworth. It's 43-21. And early on, about the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, Crawford back and forth. They had it down to 8. And then a 5-0 run. Crawford hit a shot. And then another 5-0 run, and then from there, Wynot just kind of extended this thing out, and they lead by 22 at the break, 43-21.
Yeah, it turned into a game for a while, and it was entertaining to see that run, but Wynot, I mean, there's a reason they're the number 3 seed. There's a reason that they've been to state 13 of the last 14 years, and they're showcasing it tonight as they lead by 22.
That's where we're at the half, 43-21. Crawford being led by Brittany Klein right now with 12 points. Meanwhile, on the other side, Allison Wiesler has a whole game's total in the first half. She had 12 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. She got 19 for the ball game. Again, that coming in the first half. We'll take a break. Halftime news coming up on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Your halftime news update is brought to you by Shattern Insurance. Shattern Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. Three members of the University of Wyoming swimming and diving team were killed and two others injured yesterday afternoon in a rollover accident on Highway 287 about 10 miles south of the Colorado state line. UW officials say the SUV the group was in was not a school vehicle, and the athletes were not on an official team trip. President Ed Seidel said in a statement, "We are heartsick at the news of this terrible tragedy for our university, our state, our student-athlete community, and most of all, the families and friends of these young people." Colorado Highway Patrol says the crash apparently happened when the driver swerved and the SUV went off the pavement, then rolled multiple times. Highway 287 between Laramie and Fort Collins is known for deadly wrecks, including one that saw eight cross-country runners from the University of Wyoming killed when their vehicle was hit by a drunk driver in 2001. Colorado Highway Patrol says the 30-mile section of Highway 287 from Fort Collins to the Wyoming line has had 570 crashes over the past 5 years, including 15 fatal wrecks. Rapid City police say one arrest has been made in the shooting death of a woman early Wednesday evening in a retail area between downtown and Interstate 90. 23-year-old Ezekiel Mayweather was arrested as accomplice in the death of 25-year-old Esther Wolf of Rapid City and is charged with conspiracy to commit felony first-degree murder. Mayweather was located during the ongoing investigation, questioned by the Rapid City Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division, then arrested. Police have not released any information about the actual shooter, but Police Chief Dan Hedrick calls Wolf's death a cowardly and senseless act of violence that's needlessly cost the life of a young member of our community. Meanwhile, a man charged with killing a woman Tuesday morning in a home in Rapid Valley made his first appearance in court yesterday. 64-year-old Brent Kurtzman was denied bond on a first-degree murder, first-degree arson, and the death of 54-year-old Julie Fisk. State's attorney Laura Retzel said Kurtzman bludgeoned Fisk as she slept, then set fire to her home. Tonight's Shattern State College basketball games will be the school's first ever neurodiversity awareness games, raising awareness of the issue while creating a more comfortable environment for those with sensory challenges. Co-organizer and CSC head volleyball coach Jennifer Stadler says the play on the court will be unchanged, but the fan experience in the Sheckoyne Center will be different in an attempt to make it a more enjoyable experience for those with sensory challenges. Stadler says neurodiversity refers to those with autism spectrum disorder, as well as other neurological and developmental conditions such as ADHD or learning disabilities, who often have a sensitivity to loud or sudden noises and bright or flashing lights. She says a lot of people and families are affected by sensory sensitivities and often struggle to find suitable recreational activities for their loved ones. CSC will try to do that tonight with minimal impact to the enjoyment of other fans. That's your halftime news update brought to you by Shattern Insurance. Shattern Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The Shadron Federal Credit Union would once again like to invite our members to the annual membership dinner on Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Shadron. It will be a night filled with tons of great prizes and great food. Doors will open at 5:30 with dinner starting at 6. Reservations are required, so please stop in to the Shadron Federal Credit Union or give us a call at 432-2588 to purchase your tickets. It's our 2024 annual member dinner, Thursday, March 21st at the Country Kitchen in Shadron.
We welcome you back into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth as we get set for the second half here between Wynot and Crawford, the D2-3 district championship game. Again, Crawford facing an uphill climb here in the second half. They trail by 22 points. We'll see if they can turn things around here moving forward in this second half. But again, had it down to 8, and a long halftime break for Crawford. We'll see what the discussion was in the locker room, but because there were things that went right, Chet. There were things that we talked about, the rebounding. After the first few minutes, the aggressiveness was a lot better. You know, really, kind of after Crawford started playing, Wynot's had the 4-point advantage ever since it was 20-3, and Crawford kind of kick-started things. Since that moment, Wynot's only leading by 4. If you look at it in that aspect, granted, you got a 22-point hill to climb. You're gonna have to come out and play some solid D and hit some shots.
Yeah, you definitely do. And man, you know, we talked about the zone defense and mixed feelings on that, because again, you're trying to defend the inside. You're against a bigger team, but they've just been so proficient from beyond the arc that I think at some point you might have to go to a man-to-man, but we'll see how it goes.
Wynot turns it over on their first possession on the baseline. It'll go back to Crawford. Third quarter brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. Everybody trying to bring their halftime snacks back and getting caught. Ball comes in, knocked away. Pass intended for Klein. Knocked out by Hymus. Took me 5 minutes just to get back in my chair, Jet.
They're a little tall.
Baseball pass comes into the front court. Yonke. Here's Brennan. Brennan skip pass. Vogel pump fake. Drives. Had Dyer underneath. Pass is intercepted. It was a good look. Just a smidgen late on the delivery, though. Back the other way. Pinkelman through traffic. Can't hit. And knocks it out of bounds. It'll go back to Crawford.
You know, Kaylee Yonke, we haven't talked about her a lot tonight, but maybe not one of the stars tonight, but she certainly made some great supporting cats, being aggressive on rebounds and making some open looks and making some great passes as well.
Here's Vogel, top of the key. The give off to Yonke. The drive. Can't hit the basket to go to the free throw line, though. That was a skosh off of dropping into the left and being a chance at a 3-point play. That's going to be they're going to get that the second on Oleg Mueller. I have it as her first, as the free throw drops in and Crawford scores the first points of the second half. Second free throw on the way. High bounce off the rim. Rebound for Wynot. Dinkelman along the baseline. Tosses back into the front. Hymus sat on that Ainsworth Bulldog. Left wing three on the way. Rims in and out. Rebound loose. That's going to be a foul on Klein. Tried to sneak around on the rebound. And Klein gets called for the foul. That is her second. Wynot will take it out from the baseline. That's Weisler. Again, 19 first half points. And didn't miss a shot. At least we didn't have her for a miss. Three from the left wing. Air ball picked out by Vogel. Crawford has it. Rams moving left to right. Vogel all the way in. Kicks it into the corner. Yonke drives. Shot deflected by Weisler. And there's that size advantage frustrating Crawford.
And we've seen a few of those underneath tonight, Jeremy.
left for Pinkelman. The layup, and Pinkelman has her sixth point of the night. It's 45-22. Ball comes into Klein, back to Vogel, loose on the floor. Vogel runs it down. Crawford's got a numbers advantage if they can take it. Oldenmuller gets down the floor. We're back to 5-on-5 here. Top of the key, Yonke, right side, Brennan. Ball loose, Brennan runs it down. Trying to go up top to Dyer, and Dyer's going to lose it on the floor, runs after it. And again, spacing, and we're going to have a tie-up that keeps it with Crawford. This as easily could have been a travel, so a lucky break there for Crawford. Talked about this a little earlier, spacing. When you make that pass, whoever made that pass has to vacate the area so they can take their defender with them. When you kind of stay there, now you're allowing your defender and the other person's defender to basically double team. Got to get some floor spacing. Here's Klein on the right wing. Goes to Vogel. Vogel looking inside to Dyer. Step around by Pinkelman. She'll knock it out of bounds. 5:41 here to go. Third quarter again brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer. Ball into the hands of Yonke. Yonke towards the basket for Dyer. Pinkelman again. Steps right around. Gets the steal this time. Geisen. Leaves it off for Hymus. Hymus, is she going to be called for the charge? And that's her third. Hymus couldn't put the brakes on fast enough. She tried, but Hymus just couldn't put the brakes on.
Be a big one to lose, and a really good job by Brittany Klein getting her feet set and saying, hey, you know, she's going to run into me. I'm going to take the contact and try for a charge. Those can be hard to get in high school ball, but... Good job.
Peyton Osmotherly is going to check back in for Crawford. Kaylee Yonke sits down. Ball comes into Rudloff. Whitley Rudloff back on the floor as well. Here's Vogel, far side of the floor into the front court. And the ball knocked away, taken by Sudbeck. Sudbeck, top of the key, pops into a three, rolls it off. We're going to have a foul on the rebound underneath by Eliza Langey. She kind of gave the people's elbow underneath, and you can't do that.
You know, one thing we didn't see a lot in the first half, Jeremy, but something that Crawford is really going to have to fix is getting trapped and getting help to the entrapment, you know. We saw Vogel just run into problems, and here it is again.
Sudbeck the steal in the backcourt. They'll leave it off left side layup for Langey. Her first basket, and it's 47-22, a five-point lead for Crawford. Vogel out to Klein into a three-pointer. Out of bounds it goes, just off to the right. And it'll be a turnover back to Wynot. 4:49 to go here in this third quarter. Ball into Geisen. Pinkelman. Pushes it up ahead, the football pass, and it goes out of bounds.
A lot slower paced game here in the third quarter, Jeremy.
And I feel like they got their lead. They're comfortable with that. And, you know, things have kind of slowed down. They're still bringing the press. The other thing is Crawford's gotten better at handling that press. Here's Klein. Straight away it goes into the hands of Rudloff. 4:20 to go on the clock. Rudloff in trouble, and now a foul. On Sudbeck, her second. And the one thing, when you're an aggressive team, this is the side that can bite you. There's still over 4 minutes to go. And Wynot's already got four fouls, one more, and we got free throws.
Yeah. You know, that foul especially, just not really necessary. Like you said, they feel pretty content with the lead so far. I feel like you just make them burn clock, and just like that, be opportunistic with turnovers when they appear.
Wynot gets it back on the steal. High post tipped away. Crawford. Klein comes out with it the other way. The layup for for Brittany Klein. She's got 14, and it's 47-24. On the other end, why not the miss? The kick out top of the key through the middle of the lane is high miss, and she will finish off the runner. Ball, right wing, Rudloff. Inside look for Dyer, back to Rudloff. Three on the way, missed it, just left. Looked good off her hands, and then it kind of made a kind of a left curve on it.
You can see it from our angle.
Hinkleman wide open underneath the layup. She's got eight, and a timeout called. It's 51-24, a 27-point lead for Why Not. We'll take it with them. It's a T Salon and Boutique timeout. We're back in 30 on KDPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Jeremy Anderson, Jet Rasmussen with you. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
H&R Block in Chadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
Jared Furneaux back in our KBPY studios on this Monday night. Should I just leave the equipment here, you think?
Monday night?
Yeah, we'll be here Hay Springs and Wyoming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can't do that, though. They have a game in between. Ainsworth boys are in Class D1 hosting Axtell in a district final tomorrow. Jumper from Crawford. Rims in and out. Rebound, Why Not? Blue Devils come out with it. Back the other way. The Euro step, maybe a little bit of a travel, and somehow Kinsley Hymus finds the bottom of the barrel, and it's 53-24. Osmotherly kicks it into the hands of Rudloff. Rudloff up top. Here's Klein. Klein dribbles right wing. Here's Osmotherly, and she traveled. Crawford's trying to get some of that back and forth action at the top, kind of like Why Not was doing early on. The problem is that it's occurring so far to one side of the floor, it becomes kind of a jumbled mess, and that action's got to work back towards the top.
Yeah, you got to make some skip passes and just spread it out. And that makes it harder for the defense, too. You know, we talked about in the second quarter, Why Not getting tired. You know, they looked kind of sluggish. They were making them run around, and that was up and down the floor. But the same thing applies when you have the ball. Make them follow it. Spread it out.
Baseline drive underneath. They'll leave it. The layup won't go, but a foul will send Kenna Olegmuller to the free throw line here. That Crawford foul will be the third on Brittany Klein, and that's one you can ill afford to have foul out in this one. Free throw won't go. And if there's one area where Why Not has not been strong today, it's been the charity strike.
I haven't had a lot of shooting fouls tonight.
Really haven't. Second free throw, that one's up and in. Why Not a senior-heavy team? How often do you see a D2 school with seven seniors on their basketball roster?
Pretty wild.
Ball goes right wing. Osmotherly into the corner. Yankee. Klein now. Corner three. Too strong. Gortzema tries to get the rebound. Can't corral it. And they'll go back to Why Not. Ball in, minute 50 on the clock here, first quarter. Crawford coming out, with a little pressure, trying to make Why Not work through it. Here's Courtney Pinkelman, inside look. Sweeping shot up, won't go. And you see Why Not has started going into their bench now, a turnover on Crawford. Why Not getting some of their other players into the action now? As I say that, Allison Wiesler comes out. Wiesler doesn't have any points in the second half. She had 19 in the first. Ball in. 30-point lead here for Wynot. Minute 25 on the clock. Skip past Wiesler right in front of us here. Crosses the timeline. Double team for Crawford comes. Skip pass back to the right. Goes to Haley Wiesler. Inside look. Kick back out. And had Hymas turned around, she had a layup. The drive, Binkleman shot up on go. Foul on the floor. Isabel Hymas was all alone underneath, but had her back turned and immediately turned opposite and kicked it out. Why not? In from the baseline. Here's Sudbeck. She'll walk it back to the top. Ball goes on the right wing, Wiesler. Up top it goes, long three off the side of the rim, loose ball. Picked up by Yonke. Yonke has it stripped away, gets it back into the hands of Gortzema. Clock down to 45. Far side, Brennan. Into the corner it goes. Up top, Rudloff barking out orders in the corner for Wasserberger. She'll drive, cut off kick. Into the corner, three on the way, Gortzma over the rim, rebound for the Rams. Then it's going to be knocked away, and it's going to stay Crawford ball. Again, Crawford to inbound it here. Kick out, drive, layup, basket in the foul for Kaylee Yonke. Been close on a few of those tonight. Yeah. One finally dropped.
She's been there all night. So, that's got to feel good to finally get one, and especially an and one.
Foul goes on Haley Wiesler. That's her first. The shot up. Won't go. The free throw missed. Rebound pulled in. 15 seconds on the clock. 28-point Wynot lead. Ball comes forward to Annika Hymas. Clock down to six, down to five. Ball on the right wing. Three, two, one. Shot at the buzzer. Won't go, and Wynot will take a 54-26 lead. They outscore the Rams 11-5. In the quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute here on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
As the weather is getting nicer and you realize you have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
One recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker, this one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Chadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
Back out here as we start the fourth and final quarter. Crawford trailing by 28. It'll be Wynot ball here. One of these teams off to the state tournament right now. The upper hand favors Wynot. Missed layup. Rams get the rebound. Then a tie up on the floor. Keeps it with the Rams. Along the baseline, Vogel tosses it in. On the wing, Vogel. Vogel drives, kicks. That's Brennan into the hands of Klein. Klein had 12 points in the first half, just two this second half. Ball loose. We're going to have a foul on Sudbeck. That's her third. Klein from the baseline to inbound it. Kick into the corner. Klein up with a three. It's blocked by Wiesler. Crawford keeps it. Yonke can't hit. Long rebound to who? Why not? Pose the line? No, they step out of bounds on the far side. Ball in. Klein almost has it knocked away. Klein, step back three, got it knocked away and then into the hands of Wiesler. Allison Wiesler comes away with it. Top of the key is Hymas. Fourth quarter brought to you by Best Western West Hills Inn. Top of the key, Wiesler, not going to take the shot. Here's Sudbeck, free throw line. She pulls back. Why not just kind of running offense and taking some air out? Here's a bump fake from Sudbeck, middle of the lane, runner up, won't hit. Ball pulled in by Vogel. Minute and a half into this fourth quarter. Vogel, top of the key. Backside looking, knocked out of bounds by Why Not. Rams will take it out at the end of their bench on the sideline here. Ball out, Klein. Inside Vogel, the turnaround, got it. Vogel's got 5 points. And it's 54-28, down to a 26-point deficit. Here's Wiesler, jumper, she, her first shot of the second half, Jet. And what does she do?
She keeps the shooting percentage, Jeremy.
She's shooting well above 90%, if not perfect. Three, the other end is down. Rudloff knocks it in, and it's 56-31. And a block underneath, and then a putback. Wiesler just missed her first shot of the night, and it was the easiest one she's taken. A layup. Free throws coming here for Wiesler. She got 21 on the night. Give her 22. That's the second foul, by the way, on Sage Dyer. If you're Crawford, you have pieces to work with going forward. Second one bounces in as well for Wiesler. Ball comes into Klein. You are going to lose Kira Brennan, Haley Wasserberger, Kyler Gortzman, Brittany Klein as a steal for Sudbeck in the backcourt. Missed the lefty layup, got her on rebound. Looks inside Pinkelman, cutting nice up and under in the left. The basket and the foul, and I'll give that one to Kayla Pinkelman. That was a beautiful finish.
That was some impressive post moves. Probably the best we've seen all night under the basket.
Unfortunately, Klein now up to four fouls. Free throw coming for Pinkelman. Completes the three-point play.
Back to a 30-point ball game now.
61-31, 5 minutes remaining in the ball game. Again, we'll be back here Monday night in Ainsworth. Dennis Brown will have the action. Hay Springs and Why Not. Fine, long three off the back rim. Ball loose, picked up by Why Not. Passed up ahead. Crawford trying to force the turnover. Loose on the ground. And Why Not rips it away. Loose. Still loose, into the hands of Pinkelman, and she'll finish.
Wow.
And a timeout. Coach Wiesler says things are getting crazy. 63-31, 4:40 to go in the ballgame. We're back after this T-Slana Boutique timeout on KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back out here to Ainsworth. 4:40 left in the ball game. Ainsworth girls on the road tonight. They're graciously hosting, but they're on the road in Albion for a district final against Elmwood Murdoch. And trailing by four, and I've been told that they're down a couple of Bulldogs. So wish them the best of luck. District finals going on all over the place around Nebraska tonight. Klein walks it up the floor, comes to the right side. Klein, high post look, kick out. Gortzema back inside, kick out Klein. Right side, good ball movement from Crawford. Baseline jumper, just a little too strong. Rebound pulled in by Wynot, the 32-point lead. Ball up top. Geisen not doing a whole lot with it. And I think this is going to be run through the offense, and unless you get an absolute wide-open look. A reminder, though, Jet, a shot clock coming to all classes next year.
Yeah, that's something that teams are going to have to adjust for, and there's a open look miss.
So we'll go back the other way, missed out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Rams. 3:40 left in the ball game. Right wing, inside look for Klein, kicking to the corner, three on the way, off the front rim, ball loose, and picked up by Wynot. Up ahead with it, Geisen. Off the screen on the left wing. Now dribbles in, kicks out into the hands of Eliza Lange. Straight away, Pinkelman. That's Courtney Pinkelman. Back to Lange. Takes it towards the baseline in the corner. Goes to Hymus. Floater on the way, won't go. Up the floor for Crawford is Losterberger from the free throw line. Klein into a three. Bounces off the front rim and off. Rebound for Wynot. 3 minutes left in the ball game. So Wynot will be off to their 14th state tournament in the last 15 years.
Incredible.
They were the defending state runner-up. Three on the way from the wing, won't go. Rebound loose. Picked up by Lange. And they'll kick it out on the right wing for Pinkelman. Back the other way, the turnover won't go. Shot missed by Wasserberger, and Wynot gets it right back. We have another track meet starting up here.
Turnover will slow it down, though, Jeremy. Crawford.
And Klein's got to tie the shoes, too. Got to keep the sneaks tied.
Right. Fresh J's. Something we haven't mentioned is the really nice gym here in Ainsworth.
It's a beautiful gym. Here's Klein straight away. Goes right side, Gortzema. Into the corner for Osmotherly. Back to Klein. Osmotherly can't handle the pass. Knocked away by Wynot. And, yes, we did see Huskers signee tight end Carter Nelson.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Jet almost wanted him to sign his forehead. Eliana Summers checks in. Tegan Gortzema checks in for Crawford. Emma Norman checking in as well. Throwing along the baseline. Ball's loose. Norman runs it down near half court. Clock down to 2 minutes. Ball inside, baseline jumper off the back iron. Loose, picked up by Crawford. Kick out, jumper on the way. In and out. Osmotherly had it wrap around and out on her.
Yeah, I mean, in and out is an understatement on that one.
That thing was down. Underneath.
It's worth a point and a half, right?
Should be. On the right wing, that's Kira Hymas. Kick back out on the wing. Haley Weisler drives, can't hit. And everybody's just going to stand in a circle holding the ball. It'll be a jump ball. And it'll stay with Wynot. Minute 22 left on the clock. From the baseline, ball comes in. Weisler back inside. Bunny shot won't go. Rebound pulled in by Tegan Gortzema. And a player that should be named in a trade later, right? Shot up, in and out again. I don't know why. As Wynot misses their own layup on the other end. Ball's knocked away, loose on the floor under a minute to go, and we're just scrapping now.
Yeah, I think the ref blocked out for the
evening. Yeah, I believe so.
If anything goes.
Ball on the right side, Osmotherly. She's fouled from behind. Found my missing player, Jet.
You did.
Katie Porter. Potter.
And Alliance, Ainsworth, Potter, Porter.
Yeah, and I'm just all over the place with my pronunciation. Potter to inbound. The drop-off underneath, kick-out, jumper on the way, in and out. Shot taken by Norman. Rebound, clock under 30. Back the other side, the basket underneath for Courtney Pinkelman. And it's 65-31 with 10 seconds left. And a turnover on Crawford with 8.7 left. They should just about do it.
Yep.
Ball in. Clock won't start, though. So there it goes. Wynot will dribble it out. And Wynot will be your D2-3 district champion. Crawford's going to fall 65-31. Crawford will finish as your district runner-up and end the season at 16-9. We'll take a break. Post-game show coming up next on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Q's Dairy Suite at the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 20 in Crawford is an old-fashioned grill and ice cream shop. The burgers, fries, and shakes will remind you of when you were a kid. Irene's awesome barbecue is made on-site, and her friendly staff will make you feel right at home. There's indoor and outdoor seating, but if you're in a hurry, feel free to call ahead at 308-665-1323. Q's doesn't promise to prolong your life, but your life will be so much happier after visiting. That's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford.
This is the Butler Ag Equipment Postgame Show. Butler Ag. Premium products, premium dealer support. Experience the Butler Ag difference.
Crawford falls short in the D23 District Championship. They finished the season 16-9. Wynot advances to state for the 14th time in 15 years. The defending D2 runner-up will get a chance to try to claim it all this year down in Lincoln starting on Wednesday. It was 20-10. Crawford in the midst of a 7-0 run to end the first quarter. Cut it down to 8. At 25, or where'd they cut it down to? They cut it down to 8 there.
25-17 was the score.
25-17, yep. There you go. And from there, it was Wynot going on an 18-4 run after that. They led 43-21 at the break. It was 54-26 after 3. 65-31 is the final. We'll run through the numbers when we come back on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Shadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593. The results are in. The Tailgate Bar and Grill, located in downtown Crawford, has a great lunch and dinner menu. Enjoy small-town dining at its finest. Whether you're looking to catch a game on the big screens or just need a break from your kitchen, the Tailgate Bar and Grill is there for you. They have everything, including burgers, side dishes, and of course the best drinks in town. Don't forget the specials offered every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Stop and see Mandy and the gang Tuesday through Saturday.
Our mission, Mobius IT monitoring that doesn't stop. We stop cyber criminals before they get access to your data. We back up all of your data before it's gone. We service and maintain all PCs on your business network before they go up in smoke. We make sure your equipment is updated and ready for work. Don't wait for something to happen to your business network. Let our Mobius communications team help. We will get the mission accomplished.
Call Mobius at 487-5500. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
But with Mobius, your network never will.
Crawford girls falling in the D23 district final tonight by the score of 65-31. Let's look at Wynot first, led by Allison Weisler with 23, 19 in the first half, 13 for Kayla Binkelman, 12 for Myra Studbeck, 7 for Kenna Oleg-Mueller, 6 for Kinsley Hymus, 2 apiece for Courtney Binkelman and Eliza Lange. The Blue Devils went 7 of 13 at the charity stripe and hit 6 three-pointers. Crawford led by 14 from Brittany Klein, 5 from Kesslyn Vogel and Kaylee Yonke. 3 for Whitley Rudloff, 2 for Peyton Osmotherly, and Sage Dyer. Rams went 3 of 7 at the free throw line, 4 three-pointers on the night. We'll take our final break. Final thoughts coming up from this one on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
The Butler Ag
Beef State Insurance Agency in downtown Crawford serves many different insurance categories covering various types of risks. If you're shopping for auto, farm and ranch, or home insurance, Tim Kreider, Jake Tolman, and their staff are the ones to help you navigate through what can be a confusing journey. Beef State Insurance has many products and will help you select the right ones. Call Beef State Insurance today, 308-665-2602 for a personalized assessment. Think Beef State Insurance first.
The Pine Ridge Service Center in Crawford is the epitome of a small-town service station. Whether it's gas, tires, alignments, tune-ups, or overhauls, the Pine Ridge Service Center has you covered. It is also geared towards ranch country vehicles and tire needs. Need bulk fuel delivered? Not a problem. They use their expertise in car, pickup, trailer, and agricultural tires. If you're home for the week or getting ready for that long road trip, get everything ready to go. Pine Ridge Service Center, 308-665-2313.
The Butler Ag Equipment Team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horsch, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag Team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593.
Back out one final time from Ainsworth as Why Not wins the D23 title, 65-31. And Crawford played tough, Jet, but Why Not had some bigger ponies they were running with tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they're a three seed for the reason, and there's a reason that they've also been there 14 now out of the last 15 years. So they've got the experience, they had the size, ultimately too much for Crawford to overcome. But like you said, they played hard, they played physical ball, and won in a lot of areas where you wouldn't expect them to. So great job tonight, great turnout from their fans, but congrats to Why Not on the win.
Again, your final score in this one, 65-31. Want to give our thanks to Jared Furneaux back at our KBPY studios. For Jet Rastis, and I'm Jeremy Anderson. We'll be back here Monday night as the Hay Springs boys try to get to state when they face the same Why Not school. Again, that's coming up 5 o'clock Mountain Time on Monday. Dennis Brown will have pregame starting at 4:50. Again, 65-31. Crawford finishes as the D23 runner-up. This has been District Final Basketball on KBPY. Good night, everybody.
Make a big difference in the look and performance of your vehicle by bringing it to Nebraska Land Tire. New tires make a difference in how your car rides, improve gas mileage, and make your vehicle safer. Stop by and let the mechanics check out the rest of your vehicle as well. Is the AC cold enough? When was the last time you had a tune-up? Are your neighbors complaining about that loud exhaust? They can help you at Nebraska Land Tire, 231 West 2nd and Chadron, 308-432-4488, 308-432-4488.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation, it's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
Hello, this is Grace Powell from the Chadron FFA chapter, and this message is brought to you by FNIC. You know, today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders of American agriculture. In FFA, we learn about the care of livestock, natural resources, and ranch management. We do it because of our love for Northwest Nebraska and a desire to continue area traditions. Grace Powell of the Chadron FFA chapter, here with a special thanks to the folks at FNIC for being such loyal supporters of FFA.
There's no greater reward than a job well done. For many Nebraskans, they're caretakers of the land and trusted members of the community. These responsibilities can't be faked, nor are they for the faint of heart. But there is a great deal of satisfaction at the end of each day. At NPPD, we get it, because we too put in the hard work for our state, for our communities, and we couldn't be more proud. Powering our state, empowering your life. Nebraska Public Power District.
This is Steph Miller, proud to be with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers. We understand that your land represents a lifetime of hard work, and it's a tough decision on whether or not to sell it. Please call me for a no-obligation opinion of value so you can go forward with your estate planning accordingly. We are the Nebraska experts with national reach, and our goal is to get our clients the highest possible dollar for their land. Call me, Steph Miller, and check us out at LashleyLand.com.
Veterans, do you know what local, state, and federal benefits and services you're eligible to receive? Do you want help navigating the application or appeals process? Speak to your county Veterans Service Officer or the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs State Service Office to see what's available to you and your family. You've served our country, now let us serve you. Visit veterans.nebraska.gov today. Sponsored by the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs, aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
We're looking at clear skies tonight, lows down to around 31, but sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s and windy with west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 20 in the afternoon, gusts as high as 30. Weather forecast can be found on the weather tab at shadrad.com.
This land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted, who had love that's now departed?
Who had love that's now departed? I know I've got
You're gonna cry, 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 cry. The 60s at 6, only on 107.7 KBPY.